a lot of people live in denial because they think that to be realistic is to be depressing.
I'm Dr. Mike, host of Going There.
It was the first song where I wrote about how I felt like my depression was killing me and I didn't want it.
Going There breaks the stigma of mental health issues by having real, honest conversations with your favorite musicians, including Alessia Cara, Lizzie Hale, Jewel, Jason Isbell, Gerard Way, Lauren Gray, Shamir, and Barty Strange.
There was something there that was so raw, where I was like, wow, I can't believe someone would say that.
Let's go there on Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network, every other Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's been almost 2 weeks since we got the word that Bonnaroo 2021 was not going to happen. I'm betting most all of you who are listening can tell me exactly where you were when you got the word. Did you ever wonder where maybe one of the bands or some of the bands were when they got the word? Lord Taco and I talked to Amelia and Nick from Sylvan Esso, and they tell us where they were and what they were doing, and they give us a little bit of an idea about what their super jam was going to be. It all happens right now on the What Podcast. Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
This is awesome. How are you both?
Great. How are you guys?
I'm great. We've got Amelia and Nick, and Lord Taco is with me. Say hi to Lord Taco.
Well, now I'm wishing I would have picked a pseudonym, because
yeah,
that's
hello,
impressive.
Oh, you guys are using your real names? Uh-oh.
I call him Russ, but he goes by Lord Taco. Now I feel like you have to explain it, Russ. Go ahead.
There's not really an explanation. It was a Twitter handle I picked 12 years ago and never thought people would call it to me in real life. And now here I am doing interviews with people who think my name is Taco.
It's kind of how you end up with a band name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think it's what, tweeting and communicating online or something, right?
Yeah. I made up an acronym and all that for it, but that was... There was no real reason or purpose.
Anyway, Russ and I were just talking about everything that happened after Bonnaroo, which is why we are talking to you guys. So I guess I feel like I need to, I don't know if I need to, but I want to sort of set some, I don't even know if we have to talk about it. I don't want to get on here and throw people under buses. That's not the goal, right?
Let's throw someone under the bus.
Let's talk some shit.
Unless you guys want to. I mean, if you want to, let's do it.
I don't even know who we would cheat
yeah,
on. I'm
know.
Just down to party. Let's do this.
Now, wait a minute. I'm in a bus. Don't throw me
he's
under
the bus.
Bus.
He would be, yeah. He's one of those guys that would be stuck. So what I want to do is just talk about, I don't know what I want to talk about. The amazing thing to me is you guys are one of the big acts, and you were going to do a super show. So, I mean, that whole thing is just, what happened? What was going through your mind last week? Let's just start there. And if we go, if it ends up under
Rome
a bus
during the fall of Rome or after the fall
yeah,
of Rome,
if we end up under a bus, we end up under a bus. I know where
I mean,
we were.
The story of this show for us has lasted 2 years, you
yeah.
know, like we, so stepping way back, the company that used to be the majority shareholder in Bonnaroo, AC, the company who runs it, we did an event with them in North Carolina that was like a one-day festival. And so we had been trying to turn that into a two-day festival for like 4 years, basically. It's just through a series of venue problems and then errors. And then we finally got it booked and then the pandemic hit. And so, and then yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so we've been like talking with them for a long time. And when we went on the With tour, which was this tour that we did in the fall of 2019, where we expanded from a duo to like a 10 piece band. And we played all these like big old theaters. They came out to that and immediately after the show, we're just like, you guys got to do the Super Jam next year. And that's always been like a dream of mine. And so we were like, absolutely, let's put it together. But then it's, you know, then the first one got canceled and then we moved here. So it's, this whole arc has lasted like years.
Indeed. And when we got the text that Bonnaroo wasn't happening, we'd been in rehearsal for
two weeks. Yeah. I mean, we'd been with the band for two days.
We've been with the band for 2 days, but we had like organized the rehearsals for our tour all around. Like we did like a week of our own tour rehearsals and we had a little break. And then we had a week with the With band getting ready. And then with the guests that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And we got the text in the middle of practice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was,
that's the question. So yeah. The question everybody's asking, where were you when you got the news that Bonnaroo was canceled? So you were literally practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. It was nice. It was nice because it did do the like what you always want to have happen, where we like all kind of stared at each other for a while, for like 3 minutes. And then we're like, well, we've got to keep on playing music because this is so fun. So we finished the day.
And then we came back the next day.
And then we came back the next day with the understanding that we were going to figure out how to find a show.
But that's, I mean, you kind of got to it. This is not one of those things that just is like a yesterday thing. I mean, this has been in the works for a long time. I'm guessing you're talking probably Ashley goes back to Ashley Capps, probably goes back to even Moog Fest. Is it that far back? Or is that what you're talking about? No. Okay.
No. What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean?
I'm talking about Ashley and his Moog Fest. That's the one that he put on. I guess what I'm saying is it goes back to AC Entertainment. So, I mean, it's not just a yesterday thing. You've been planning it, wanting it, thinking about it, all that, like all of us. That's what I guess I'm getting at.
And like, it's been this long arc. Getting this all together, having it get canceled once, having it get moved the second time, coming back in, having this whole thing happen, and then, you know, two days before we're supposed to go out. Yeah, it's, you know.
Like with any major event, it takes a lot of planning.
Well, I guess that's what I wanted to sort of express to people is this just doesn't happen. I mean, there's a lot of parts that have to happen, a lot of pieces that have to be moved and all of that stuff, right? So, what was the show? I almost even hate to ask this, but what was the show going to be? Can we talk about that? I mean,
maybe a little bit.
Do you put that in the back thing? You know, what do you do with something like that?
I think there's things that were going to happen that I almost don't want to talk about for fear that I might jinx them happening in the future. You know what I mean? But
that's what I mean.
you take over. You like had this. I mean, you had the whole concept for the whole show.
Well, when we were thinking about, it was going to be the first live show that we played, so I wanted to be post pandemic, and so I wanted to recreate when. Oh yeah, not that it's
quotation
over.
Marks.
Yeah, not that it's over, yeah. But you know what I mean. and I wanted to recreate the first. A first instance of live music that we all experienced, which is going to a wedding and seeing a wedding band. So I basically wanted to take Super Jam and turn it into like the wedding band of dreams, which mainly means giving everybody permission to sing the wildest, schlockiest, or like songs that just like have touched their hearts and that they would never do because it's overdone or because because like they wouldn't give themselves permission.
So yeah, so she was reaching out to all these people just being like, if you were gonna get up and sing live band karaoke at like a dear friend's wedding reception, what would you sing?
Exactly.
And that we put together a set of covers. It was everybody, all the guests had to do a cover. They couldn't do their own stuff. So it was all based on this crazy, like legendary wedding reception.
Yeah, legendary wedding reception. That was about like raging.
That like the finally everyone coming back together. Mm-hmm. That was like the whole purpose.
Yeah. So it was, joy. Joyous final. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to give the toast?
What? Oh, no.
I was just going to ask Taco what his song would be. What do you say? Yeah, what would
you go? Oh, gosh. I don't even know.
I mean, I'm thinking Righteous Brothers. That's a great theme.
I've never been asked that.
I'm not going to ask, or maybe I will. Did you have a lot of people lined up ready to sing? I mean, that was the beauty for people who don't know, who are listening to the show for the first time. The Super Jam is an occasion that Bonnaroo does that I think they do as well as anybody. It's they bring people together who were already on the farm, and they get somebody like you guys to be the curator and put together a 90-minute surprise, crazy, whatever it can be, you know. I love that idea, the wedding, man. My mind is just going crazy thinking of what it all could have been.
Well, I think the beautiful part about that idea that I loved when you were pitching it to it was just it drew something totally different out of each person that we asked.
Exactly. You
know, it's like it got everybody to do a thing that I would never have expected them to do.
Exactly.
So like that was the whole fun.
And the most fun thing was it like I'm a firm believer that when you ask someone to do something, you can be like, in pitching this idea, I was like, I was thinking that you could sing maybe these three songs. So we got to curate in this different, in a totally different way where it's like, here's
some covers that could work if you don't have an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really shaped the whole thing in a cool way.
Yeah.
I'd have to go Four Non-Blondes. What's up? Who doesn't want to? Who doesn't want to belt that out?
That's a serious undertaking.
Yeah, I know.
Hard one.
Well, Taco doesn't play.
I didn't say I would do it good.
The purpose is joy. Purpose,
yeah. But it would be joyful.
Taco comes hard now. Did you have to go at it with the idea of who was going to be there, or did you get to pick, or both, or I mean, how were you going to go at that?
We were both asking people who were going to be there and asking people that we wanted to be there.
There's a couple people that we caught wind from the promoters would want to come.
Yeah,
if we asked.
We also just shot the moon with a couple of people. But also as time moved towards the festival, everyone was getting more concerned about Delta. So there was some rearranging happening.
Well, that was, that leads to the next sort of obvious, I'm still, my head is exploding at this idea. I love this idea because you could have gone so many ways. I mean, so many people on site, and I could just imagine you saying, calling whoever and saying, hey, what would be the song you would sing at your best friend's wedding? I mean, what a great question.
now I'm just sad all over again that we didn't get to do this.
Me too.
I thought I was over it.
What a great thing. So I hope you still hope to do that. Is it possible?
We'll see. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. When something gets canceled twice. Also, to be fair, I do appreciate, like, I am a great lover of Bonnaroo in general. The Super Jam was never my dream.
Definitely my dream.
Definitely his dream. But I was really excited about the theme.
Well, and you crushed it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I think it's a lot of these kind of things. Like, we have very different interests between the two of us. And I think bringing them together in that way is a thing that I think makes the band work mm-hmm. in general. So it was kind of a perfect iteration yeah. of that, you know?
Also, we had William Tyler playing guitar
oh my God.
For this one, and he's such a shredder.
Yeah.
Like, he can play anything.
The crew was really, really great.
Yeah, and for the makeup show, we still played some of the covers that we were going to play.
Yeah, and we had people in the band sing them, which was yeah, also which great. Which was
so much fun.
Came out and did Peg by Steely Dan. Yeah. Had yeah. Jen Wozner sing Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
And Adam Schatz did his truly incredible rendition of the Isley Brothers' Shout.
Yeah, we had to close with that about half time.
All right, so I got to ask, Nick, why you wanted it? And Amelia, why you didn't? I mean, what the Super Jam to us is, when it's right, it's awesome. What were you looking forward to and what were you not? I guess.
I think baseline, it's an easier gig for me. You know, I talk a little bit, but like, I'm hanging out, I'm learning keys parts, I'm learning bass parts, I'm like getting people organized, doing a little music direction and stuff like that. But like, it's a much different job for Amelia. I mean, she has to be like master of ceremonies for a 90-minute like crazy set. You know what I mean? They're very different things and they require very different energies. And to me, I love the idea of like really being on your heels all night and like trying to make it work. But that's because I have a totally different set of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was just natural that I think it shook out like that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. To me, it's mostly that like I love getting to play music with people. And I believe that the way that Super Jam has moved the couple of times I've participated in it is that it accidentally has a tendency to turn into a who's the most famous contest.
Yeah.
Like, who's the most famous guest
yeah.
that you have? And like, and sometimes the feeling is like, yeah, but like, how much more famous is this? Like, can you slam yeah. onto the stage? When like, the thing that I am excited about doing is making music with people. Okay. And that, so like having so many guests can get far away from being able to do that.
From the original point.
Yeah, yeah. From the original point, which is, as we all know.
That's such a that's such an interesting point, because the one I'm thinking of was 16, 17 with Billy Idol and Larry Graham and all that. It was so epic, but that really was kind of what it was about. Was
yeah. See, like the first thing about it is that like who Billy was there? Idol. Which is, that's kind of part of the thing of Super Jam. Like you yeah. gotta take that with it, but like it does remove you a little bit from the magical experience of the thing that happens in the moment, or mm-hmm. it can, I think, if it's not done quite right.
So, yeah.
And we always lean kind of away from coolness, quote unquote, anyway, I think.
And just the fame.
Yeah.
The thing I was excited about this being was like a celebration of being together again.
Yeah.
And having different people be able to do that with us, and being it like, that was why turning the band into a karaoke band was the way that I could figure out how to do that in an authentic way that felt yeah, good.
Felt real, and it yeah. felt like it removed it from that, like, because mm-hmm. it's just an inherently schmaltzy thing to do in the first place, but like, you know, no mm-hmm. one is being too cool for it. That's like the best
exactly.
part.
Exactly.
But that's right. such a great segue to what you guys do. I mean, I've been listening to your music all day long, and I'm like, this is such a natural melding. Why didn't this happen before? Kind of thing. If I mean, and I'm not being disingenuous when I say that. It's like, I love what you do, Nick, and I love what Emily does. It's Amelia does. It's just this kind of thing, and I could just hear it on the farm. It's perfect. It's kind of the best of everything. It's this mix of EDM and electronic and beautiful music, and just feels right. So it's interesting that that's where it was going to go, and I really wish we would have gotten to hear it.
Me too. I still don't totally. We never got to do it with all the guests, you know, like that was supposed to be when we were on set. So it's like we didn't even really get to hear it either. Yeah. You know, like I have an idea knowing what the set list was going to be, like what it was going to feel like. But like it kind of remains this like weird ghost, which is
we'll never know.
Oh, cool. I don't know.
Yeah. Now, did anyone turn you down that you maybe asked? Because when we I think we talked to Karungban, they were saying they were real careful about not letting anyone in their bubble. Like they were wanted to be careful with, you know, exposure, and they didn't want anyone to, you know, test positive because that would be the end of their tour.
Oh yeah.
So they were very like cautious about who they bring on stage, who they interact with.
Yeah.
It's the same with us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We got more turned down though, because Bottle Rock was like the same weekend.
Yeah.
Usually Bonnaroo is on its own weekend. So everybody that plays it is there the whole time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which makes it correct. Much easier.
Yeah.
That was far and away the bigger problem.
Yeah, because everybody was doing fly-ins. And also everyone was touring in and out of this.
Yeah.
And because of the pandy, it made it so that there was like, you just have to be cautious. The sheer amount of financial investment that we would lose if anybody on our crew.
Everybody.
Yeah, if you had to cancel a tour, I mean, that's devastating, you know.
And that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, like people see the two of us on stage up there, but like every tour you go to see, it's not just us. I mean, I know people say this, but like, you know, we have like 11 people on our crew out here, like plus drivers, plus local crews, plus venues and promoters. Like it's a huge mountain of people. And you know, the artists are the only ones you get to see. But like for us being out is like trying to reactivate all of that and like get all of the people in kind of the extended Sylvanesso world like back working too, you know? So like it's a lot of responsibility for sure.
Wait, talk about that if you don't mind, just because our listeners, this is so new to them. I mean, when you guys got the word, we got the word Tuesday at 4:30. When did you guys hear?
At 2:30.
Yeah, like shortly before they announced.
Okay.
And we had a feeling something was going to happen. We weren't sure that it was a full cancellation, but we were kind of braced for bad news, you know, like, but
And what do you do? What can you do? You just deal?
Also, it was like it was flooding. There was actually just no way that it was actually going to be able to happen. The stages were sinking into the ground. They couldn't get any vehicles on site. It just wasn't.
Yeah, we wouldn't have been able to get in.
Yeah, exactly. So it was
what it was.
Yeah. The nicest part again was the clarity of being like, oh, well, the thing that we do is keep on making music because it's fun.
It felt oddly existential, you know, like, cause there we were with a bunch of our friends playing music in a room together. And the purpose, the like quote unquote purpose for that was removed. But I think it made us all feel like, well, what's the show isn't really the important part. Like, this is the important part. Like, what am I alive for? Like, what are we all doing here
anyway?
In the first place? What's the point? Like, this is the point. Let's just keep playing. So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. It felt oddly life affirming.
Yeah.
It's absolutely correct.
I think the one lesson, and I've been doing this 18 months, 20 months, since the pandemic. And the one thing I've heard from everybody, whether it's small business, big business, band, music, festival, is we figured out what's important.
Yeah.
It has forced us to figure out what's really important. And that could be anything. I mean, it, you know, could be your kid, it could be your family, it could be your business, whatever. But that's the one thing that everyone seems to agree on.
Yep, for me, I mean, I had this Volkswagen bus that was packed, ready to go camping to Bonnaroo. And when the cancellation happens, it's like, well, I'm still going camping. I'm still going to hang out with, you know, friends. I'm still going to see the people I was going to see there. It's just not going to be at Bonnaroo, but I'm still going to go. So, you know, really didn't miss out on too much.
So what do y'all do? I mean, what happens with the band? You've got 11 people, you just said, that are responsible for you guys. You know, Taco's got his bus. I've been working in my basement now since March of 2020. I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm one person. It's easy for me to just change directions and go somewhere else, you know. But I can't imagine trying to coordinate that with a crew, you know, 12 people.
Yeah, what do you guys do? I mean, that's I'll let you answer. I'll just stop talking.
Well, when we got the cancellation, we basically just said, like, we're lucky enough that we have a team where I said, like, okay, well, find us a show. And they did. And it was branded through Bonnaroo. So we did a 3-band bill.
Right. With
Phoebe and Brittany.
And I think on the.
And then we were going on tour. So then we waved bye to the Wyth band. And now we're at the Greek in LA. We're going to play tonight.
Well, yeah. And in the macro sense, if you guys talking about the pivot, I mean, for us, it was just. I mean, we did what we had to do during when we couldn't tour at all. And now that it seems like, I mean, it is what it is now, I guess. It's all about just setting new rules for the new reality. So it's like, all right, well, if we can do this, how can we do it in a way that feels where everybody who's out with us feels taken care of and feels safe? And we had a lot of long discussions about that and set a lot of very serious ground rules. And now we're all out here living by those, and it feels good, you know. I don't know.
It's cliche, but you know, the show must go on is the phrase, right?
Along those lines, let me ask, because it came up when we were talking, because everything has been so focused on this September, October. Bonnaroo just canceled. They're going to have to come out with their lineup pretty soon for June. From your guys' perspective, are you on the consideration list for next year, or is that, I guess what I'm asking is, did it like hit a hard stop and then, you know, this ended and now we got to consider next year, or is it fluid, you know, because everything was fluid up till now. But now it feels like hard stop.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I mean, I have no idea. We haven't talked to them.
We don't either. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. I also don't know what kind of financial situation they're in, because they didn't make any money
2 years in a row.
So that, I mean, that can.
Well,
I mean, last time it happened, like we get inside baseball, but, you know.
I think the fortunate part for them is with. Yeah, it's a cancellation. It's an act of God. It's an insurance claim. So, you know, hopefully they can recoup the money that they had to refund and, you know, can just regroup for next year. That's the one, I guess, good part about it.
But as far as you guys are concerned, it's not like your contract said, if we cancel, we'll talk about next time. As far as you guys are concerned, it's a hard stop.
I don't have a hard stop. I mean, like, we're all friendly with the AC dudes, you know, like I said, like, we've been working with them for years and trying to set up a whole separate thing with them for a long time. So it's a very open conversation.
It's not like we're mad.
No. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nobody's mad.
Thank you. That's part of my question. Yeah. I don't think anybody is. I guess what we're trying to figure out is, you know, they have asked bands to, you know, be on hold or postpone or whatever for a year and a half. Cause who knew? I mean, this thing is crazy. Again, I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. It's just like, where do we go from here? Do they, is it all? Yeah. Yeah. I think you just answered my question. That's what we're in the same, that's the point of the question is, who knows, right? I mean, this has never happened.
Well, it happened 100 years ago.
Barry remembers that. Yeah, what was it like 100 years ago?
I vaguely remember.
Had a similar anti-vax movement back then. It's wild.
Lot more people died.
A lot more.
It's just interesting. Yeah. It's interesting to hear you say everyone's friends. I think that's exactly right. It's funny. I was actually on the phone with some of the AC people just before you and I got on, cause we have our festival here in town, and, that one's going to go, it's going to happen. And so, you know, everything looks good. Again, I'm not trying to, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just, this is so new. I'm not trying to get you to throw anybody or anybody under a bus. And it's just so new that.
Well, there's no one to throw under a bus.
It was canceled because of rain.
It was a rain.
Yeah, correct. It's no one's fault. Yeah.
I'm not mad. Yeah. Exactly. Like, I'm not, you know, the only people mad are weird, affluent kids on the internet. You know what I mean? It's not, there's no one.
Right.
No one has any right to be mad. It just is what it is. Like,
yeah, you don't get to be pissed off about rain.
No, there's a literal hurricane.
Just people trying to,
us not being able to hang out in a field and listen to music for 3 days is
exactly
Louisiana
is devastating.
Like, it's still
New Jersey. Yeah,
everything's cool. You know,
it's fine. We didn't get to do a music festival. Right.
Woohoo! Yeah, I feel lucky that we're in the position we're in the first place, where this is even a problem. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I love it.
Like, we are such a lucky band, and I feel so grateful for all of the Bonnaroo experiences that we've already had. We've had two of my favorite shows we've ever played at Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just stoked to be like in the family.
Indeed.
I love
it. Talk about first world problems. I mean, yeah, this is nothing.
All right. So what's up for you guys? What's next? What you got? What do you want to make sure people know about?
We're on tour right now.
We are on tour.
There's some tickets still available for a handful of shows. And then we're going to be on tour again in November. Come see us out on the road.
I love, this is a great plug.
Yeah. Yeah. do you want to feel true joy?
Do you also feel as though the purpose is joy?
Yeah, come on out.
Bring your vaccination card or a negative PCR test. Like someone has their show.
100%. Please wear a mask, even if it
absolutely wear a mask.
All right, love it, Taco. What you got?
I who knows? I might jump on stage with you and sing some Four Non Blondes.
You have it out very, very nicely.
Yeah. Don't count on it happening. But yeah.
All right. I can't thank you guys enough. Anything else that you wanted to mention that I didn't ask about?
No.
Amazing. Good. Thanks so much for doing this.
Take care of each other.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Yes. Yeah. No kidding. Right. Go do it. It's easy. All right.
So easy.
Thank you guys.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Friend, this is Brad Steiner.
I'm Barry Corder.
After you check out the latest episode of the What Podcast, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including
Rootsland. It's an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica.
Or Kyle Meredith With, where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands. Hosted by our guy, Kyle Meredith. New episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.